let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Electrifying Demise by James Muntson with co-author Joy Muntson is an enthralling novel of a Navy pilot named Michael Murphy. As he returns to his Oregon home, Mike and his father fulfilled his lifelong dream of flying that led to forming a business partnership. Mike's life changed as he encountered a grandfather wanting to fly his ailing granddaughter to a hospital. How would this incident transform his life? A journey with Mike as he ventures out into the world by meeting people and falling in love, yet confronted with compelling and exciting moments. James Muntson was a carpenter, salesman, lay preacher, and high school shop teacher, while Joy was employed as a secretary for attorneys, bookkeeper for her first husband's painting business, mother of their four children, Campbell Soup inventory control clerk, and retired from Western Electric, that's now AT&T, as a data processing associate. And Joy Muntson, co-author of The Electrifying Demise, joins us on This Week in America. Joy, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Great to have you here today and to talk about this book and this job that that Jim did in writing it. And let's talk about the background on this. What was your reaction when Jim said to you, I'm going to write a book? And I understand this has been in his mind for quite a few years. What was your reaction when he said, I'm going to write the book?
I was quite surprised and pleased because he had ahead of him a good time, and I didn't realize, nor did anyone he knew realize, he had this talent to write this book. But it is a wonderful book, story based somewhat on his travel to Oregon, where it takes place, and he sat down with a computer and I sat down beside him, and he hunted and picked his way through for 2 years, writing the book and finally finishing it in 2008. And I was very pleased to read it. And the story is a good one.
It really is a story well done. This is amazing, his journey to get here. This was like decades that he was thinking about writing the book, and then he writes the book. And he was not an accomplished typist, was he? Talk about that. I think he described sort of the hunt and peck version of trying to get this done. It was not easy for him to go to the computer and write, was it?
That's right. It wasn't. I suggested to him that he learned to type and I could teach him, but he tried it and it didn't work. So he went ahead and he perfected his hunt and peck method. He was clicking right along there at the end of the book. By the time he had finished, he was doing very well.
Talk about this experience as Jim was writing the book. How was this for him? That I read one time where Jim said the story just sort of came to him. It really, he got into a flow of the story. It sounds like this was really a story that he was destined to write, wasn't it?
That's right. He did think about it for 40 years, I'm sure, because we were neighbors as children, and some of those things that he describes in his story, I'm familiar with. But he said oftentimes that the characters, he was surprised himself how they just jumped out at him, and he just wrote about them, and it just was a very pleasure for him and me as well, although it took 2 years to get it finished. But nevertheless, it was a good time for both of us. We did have discussions, of course, but
That's part of the collaborative process, is having the creative discussions as you go along. The book is The Electrifying Demise by James Muntson, Joy Muntson, the co-author, and his wife with us on This Week in America. The book is available at Amazon. You can find it at the usual places and link onto our website to get more information. Let's talk about your part in this. It sounds like more than just an interested bystander. He relied on you, and you were there to give him inspiration. So much inspiration that there's a sequel that you've actually written to this. But talk about your role in working with Jim and getting this book written.
Oh, the first book, I was helpful to him, I will say, and we had a good time together, but I was helpful. In describing the ladies' dresses, Jim was quite an admirer of women, you know, all women, and romantically inclined too. But the sequel then I just picked up where he left off, and the story is, of course, about the medevac airplanes, the Gulfstream airplanes, those lovely, huge airplanes, and he formed crews for them, and it was totally based on philanthropical efforts, contributions from people to get him started after he left the Navy. Michael Murphy, I'm talking about,
yes.
the hero. And Jim, I felt like he was writing about himself for the love of flying. He always wanted to fly, but he didn't ever and take that adventure. But he was in the Marines and was in the pilot and airplane mechanics department. That was about as close as he got to flying. And he did have an opportunity to make a flight with the Blue Angels one time, he told me, when he was a young man. So that was exciting, and that affected his writing a lot about the story.
Yeah,
and
I can
his
imagine.
Friends intertwine in the story, too, and
that's amazing, and it sounds like that this gave you an opportunity to learn things about Jim that you didn't even know before. Was this an experience growing closer and understanding that relationship and who Jim is? It sounds like a part of his life that you really didn't know until you started writing the book together.
That's right. It was an adventure. I think both of us discovered things about each other through this writing, but he and I met in 1940. I was 10 years old, so we knew each other all through our childhood. And it's surprising that we didn't know this about each other. We went to high school and were separated. He went to the service, and I married another fella, and he married another gal. But it's still amazing that we didn't know this about each other. And we had a good time, and our life was quite adventurous. We had some good times and some bad times, but this book is really a highlight. And for me now, it is certainly that.
Yeah, it sounds like it's such a pleasure for you to be able to carry on Jim's legacy and to talk about the book, The Electrifying Demise. Co-author Joy Munson with us on the program. In a few seconds, we'll talk about the sequel that Joy has written. Let's talk about, just sort of briefly, some of the characters in the book and the plot. And this really deals with there's romance, there's the philanthropic aspect that you had talked about. There's really a lot at play here. Let's talk about a couple of the characters in the book. And you mentioned Mike the pilot. He's sort of the hero. The story evolves from Mike, doesn't it?
Yes, Mike. His father was ill in Oregon, and so he went back home and resigned from the Navy, I believe it was, and he and his father decided to form this philanthropic service because Mike had met a grandfather that was in an airport that owned a plane, and his granddaughter was on that plane and ill and needed to get to a hospital urgently, but his pilot, the grandfather's pilot, was inebriated and he couldn't handle the flight. So Michael overheard this conversation and offered to serve as the grandfather's pilot right on the spot. And that's where it all began. And after that, he had to hire pilots, a crew, a pilot and a co-pilot and a medic for each plane. And he started out, of course, with one plane. And they took the granddaughter to a large hospital elsewhere in the nation. And that became a friendship there. And the grandfather was so grateful that he wanted to hire Mike as his pilot and they became friends. So then the rest of the story is about the planes were named Angel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I think he ends up with 6. But he hires crews for each one of those planes, and they are very interesting. These three crew members of each plane are very interesting people. And one, as they're introduced and they come to the office to be interviewed and hired, they give their stories, and the one is a girl that had been in the Air Force Academy and was very qualified, and she was just a pistol. She just was in her 30s and took the hold of the situation immediately, and they hired her, and she was the first one. But she is kind of she's just very exciting and interesting, and her encounter with throughout the book,
yes,
is with drug dealers, and at the end that's quite a surprising end. I won't give it away, but she's quite heroic herself, and the others are the same. There's two other crews, and
really well-rounded characters, aren't they? I mean, you really can relate to the characters. You got the strong woman you were just talking about there, and the way the characters develop, their interaction, the situations they get themselves in. This is mystery, thriller, suspense, romance. It's all in the book, The Electrifying Demise, by James Muntson. Joy Muntson, the co-author, is our guest on the program. Fascinating, the job that he has done in writing this, and the research and the airplanes, and it's an amazing story, and obviously one you felt needed to continue. Talk about the name of the sequel and where we can get information on that as well.
The name of the sequel is The Electrifying Angel's Flight. That's the name of the sequel, the book. And it's on Amazon, I believe, this week. It's finished and out there.
Yes, and actually I have seen it there, and that looks like, and that's going to pick up. And again, the books have all of these elements, but there's really some themes, aren't there, that you continued in yours. You touch on a lot of subjects that are really important in our lives. Talk about how you incorporate all of that in the story. It's not just an action, they fly here, they get in this situation, they get out of it. The people develop, and we see real characteristics of people.
Yes, there are some very reverent sequences in the book.
Yes.
They have occasion to meet at people's homes, and there's one occasion, one of the co-pilot or the medics on the plane is a little Vietnam gal, and that in itself is another story. But this particular time, they are reverent, and she teaches the crowd of about six or eight, tells them about her experiences and the way she prays, and they said their grace, and she gave them quite a lesson in Christianity and right from wrong, and it's quite a sequence there, and eye-opening to some extent.
Well, are both such talented writers, and Joy's website, by the way, is joy-stories.net. That's very simple, and we've got that up on our website as well, so you can find the books at Amazon. You can find them at joy-stories.net. And before we conclude the interview today, I'll give you that information again. You can get information there on both of those books. And talk about philanthropic. I know that has been very important to both Jim and you throughout your lives. Talk here, we got a few minutes left in the program, about the Muntson Foundation, something that both of you very, very delighted to be part of.
That's right. It's a large foundation there. Again, there's a website, and it's extensive. They have a scholarship program, and there are many, many Munsons. I think someone said 30,000 in five volumes that have been printed. And the originator came from England in 1637. And there was a fellow, 13 years it took him to handwrite, if you can imagine, the genealogy. For 13 years he kept track of those people, and that's where the volumes of the books came from. And there was a huge reunion in 1987 that Jim and I were first called on to attend. And it was magnificent. There were 1,100 people in New Haven, Connecticut, is where we all gathered. And,
wow.
And it was 3 days, and it was just lovely. We had we got to know each other, and Jim was so grateful. He always wanted a brother, and he counted these cousins. We call each other cousins, all these thousands of people. And he called them brothers, and he was so so grateful for that. And it's a philanthropic scholarship program is detailed and generous, and the people, all the Munsons are generous people, and Jim himself and his sister were always doing things for someone else whenever we could, and he enjoyed that, and I do as well. I like to be helpful to people whenever the opportunity comes along.
Well, it's amazing, and I've got a couple minutes left on the program, and at the beginning I went through just very briefly Jim's background and yours. It's amazing, his hobby, woodworking, carpentry. He was a very well-rounded individual. And understand, in your background, synchronized swimming in the 1960s, and of course crafts and homemaker, as we talked about. The two of you have had great lives, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We often said if we had started our lives at an earlier age, we would have been in Alaska in the backwoods somewhere.
Yes.
And carrying on like young people would back then. But I was married to my children's first husband for 30-some years and married for 30-some years to Jim. So it was kind of half and half. But they were both veterans, I'd like to say. My children's father was in the Navy. He was in the Okinawa dispute in the Pacific. It was very, very graphic, you tell me, how terrible the bullets were just raining down on his ship. And Jim, then later, after the war, was in the Marines. And he liked that. He loved his Marine comrades.
Now, the book we're talking about, it was one of actually two, The Electrifying Demise, the one specifically we're talking about, James Munson and Joy Munson with us on the guest, the co-author of the program. Jim passed in, January of 2018. He has to be quite proud of what you're doing in continuing writing the book, the sequel for the book, and being able to be out there and talking about it and spreading this message. This has to be, what a legacy, as I've said before, this has to be an enjoyable time for you to take this message that Jim harbored for so many years and out there now and entertaining so many people. It has to be a special time for you.
Yes, it is a very special time, and I, as I write it, I think about him and all of his. He was a complicated guy as well, though. We all had all these good qualities, but he was complicated and opinionated, and sometimes it was not really sad or bad, but it just was his personality. He was so complicated. And but his book is just amazes me. I just didn't realize, actually, until I got into writing the second one for him to carry on his legacy, how what a good job he did. I just really am pleased about that. And it's an adventure, and it's fun, and I'm having a good time, and realizing at this late date in my life that there's many years of happiness and good times ahead of me.
Yes, and you've tapped into that, and I want to congratulate you on the book, The Electrifying Demise, and the sequel that we'll mention here in a second. Both books available right now. And you just had a birthday milestone. This is hard to believe. I think maybe my bifocals are I got a problem with them, and I'm not reading it correctly. Celebrated your 90th birthday a couple of months ago. Is that true?
That's true, and thank you very much. But yes, that's a story in itself, if we have time to tell it briefly.
Yes, go ahead.
My publisher, Ram Wilson, with Matchstick Literary, we were in the midst of this, of my beginning authorship career, so to speak, and he learned of my birthday and organized a party by phone, and just was lovely and delightful. He sent flowers to the house and a sweet note from his staff and himself, and I just enjoyed it so much. They sang happy birthday to me over the phone and had cake and candles and just the whole thing. And otherwise, my birthday was an e-card party, and because of the coronavirus.
Yes.
We had, it was just lovely, just a special really? Birthday, besides being 90, it was just extra special in other ways.
Well, it certainly sounds like that. And that was, again, Matchstick that that Joy is working with in the books. The book that Jim wrote, James Munson, Joy Munson, the co-author, The Electrifying Demise, that's available now at Amazon. I'll give you Joy's website here in a second. And then the sequel, and that's The Electrifying Demise, what, Angel Flight 1? Am I getting that correct?
The Electrifying Angel's Flight.
There we go.
The angels are the planes, and so there's several of them.
And those are both of those books are available, again, at Amazon, at Joy's website, which is joy-stories.net. We'll have all this listed on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Are you working on anything else now, writing anything else?
I have several in mind, and some of them are Jim's thoughts and beginnings, but they're brief, and I haven't really studied them, but I'm sure one or two of those I will rewrite and into my own style and publish those too.
I am looking forward to that, and we will stay in touch so we can talk about that as well. The time has gone by, Joy, so quickly. It's really been fun having you on the program and sharing this message of the electrifying demise, the electrifying angel flights, and all of those again at Amazon at joy-stories.net. Joy, best of luck in the writing. We will stay in touch. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure and fun. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Bye. And again, all the information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.